From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. It's jail for a Chinese official. Chinese state media say former security chief Zhao Yongkang has been sentenced to life in prison for corruption. He's the most powerful Chinese official to be brought down by the country's current anti-graft campaign. The U.S. military chief says the United States is considering creating more train and advice hubs for Iraqi troops. General Martin Dempsey, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, spoke to reporters in Naples, Italy, where he is meeting with U.S. commanders. Dempsey said examination of other sites beyond the new one near Ramadi is, in his words, just part of prudent planning. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is calling for a swift agreement among political parties to form a coalition government. Dorian Jones reports.
In his first televised speech since Sunday's election, President Erdogan urged all four parties represented in parliament not to leave the country in limbo and work quickly to form a new government. The election deprived the AKP of its parliamentary majority. AKP leader Ahmet Davutoğlu announced the party is dropping its bid to create an executive presidency, saying the electorate had given its verdict. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
The leaders of Nigeria and four neighboring countries met Thursday to discuss a proposed joint force to fight the Islamist extremist group Boko Haram. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari said his country should command the task force because it will provide the bulk of the troops and the main theater of the war is on Nigerian soil. He said a proposal to rotate the commander post between the countries every 6 months would make the task force less effective and efficient. This is VOA News. European leaders today urged Greece to find a new way to avoid defaulting on its loans, but the International Monetary Fund reported no progress in reaching an agreement with the debt-ridden country. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras acknowledged that differences remain with the country's creditors.
And we are working in order to assure an agreement, to come in an agreement that which will assure that Greece will recover with social cohesion and viable public debt.
European Union President Donald Tusk says a meeting scheduled for next Thursday in Luxembourg will be crucial in determining whether Greece's creditors will release an $8 billion bailout in time for Greece to make a payment to the International Monetary Fund by the end of June. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Samantha Power Thursday urged the Ukrainian people to move from demanding change in their country to helping create it. Speaking to a large audience at the October Palace Cultural Center in the Ukrainian capital Kiev, she expressed U.S. support for the government and civil society-led reform process. Ambassador Power has been a strong voice in the Obama administration against the Russian-fueled crisis in eastern Ukraine, often engaging in heated exchanges with her Russian counterpart in the U.N. Security Council. An American teenager has admitted in court that he tried to help the Islamic State group recruit supporters and raise funds. 17-year-old Ali Shukri Amin pleaded guilty Thursday to charges of conspiring to provide material support to a foreign terrorist group. That offense carries a possible sentence of 15 years in prison. An Egyptian court has convicted a police officer of killing a female protester in Cairo earlier this year. The officer was sentenced to 15 years in prison. He had been charged with taking an action that led to the death of the activist, a lesser charge than murder. A three-person crew from the International Space Station has returned to Earth following a nearly 200-day stint in space. A Soyuz space capsule carrying NASA astronaut Terry Virts, Samantha Cristoforetti of the European Space Agency, and Russia's Anton Shkaplerov landed safely Thursday on the steppes of Kazakhstan. The United States has become the world's largest oil producer. BP economist Spencer Dale says the shale revolution is the reason for the surge in American oil production in 2014. The surge helped U.S. producers leapfrog over Saudi Arabia as the leading producer. From the VOA News Center, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.